The readings today give us a compare and contrast between Ahaz and Mary. In the first reading from the prophet Isaiah, Ahaz was not meek, nor was he humble. Contrary, we know from history and from the records of him in the Bible, he was a very cruel man, and he wanted to hold on to his power. And today, the prophet was sent to him in order to tell him to trust in the Lord, for the Lord will send to him the Savior in a very political sense, Emmanuel, which means the one that will show you that God is with us. But you have to first believe in him first. You have to first put your faith in him first. And Ahaz chose not to believe because he already set his mind on making a political alliance in order to save onto his power. Ahaz had no faith because he put his own trust in his own self. His faith was only in his own pitiful self. Contrary, we see in the Blessed Mother or the Blessed Virgin Mary, a faith that at times we can relate to her. When we ask the question, how can this be? I don't understand what's going on, God. This is beyond my comprehension. This is beyond my understanding. This is beyond what I can see at this moment. How can this be? But I trust in you. Behold, I am your handmaid. Behold, Lord, I am your servant. Behold, Lord, you have my everything. Let it be done to me according to your word. The Blessed Mother didn't understand everything, but she trusted God. And that speaks a lot. We have to remember that even though Mary has the highest of our veneration, she's not God. She doesn't have the infinite understanding and wisdom of God. She is limited in her understanding and capacity, like one of us. Even though she was reserved from original sin with her Immaculate Conception, she's not like God. She's one of us. Therefore, her understanding is not all-knowing, all-powerful, and all-present. She is limited. But what Mary has is that total self-consecration and total trust in God. And that's why, even with her how can this be moment, she chose to put her everything in God's divine providence. And she said, behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. So we have to ask ourselves then, in our own life of faith, or in our own life as human beings, will we choose to be Ahaz? Or will we choose to be the Blessed Virgin Mary? Will we choose to trust in God even when it feels hard at times, even when we don't understand? Or will we choose to control and have everything go our way? It seems to be like it's so easy for us to be Ahaz, because we like to have control. We like things our way. We like to seek human power and alliances. But may we be like Mary, in knowing that God wills our good and God truly loves us, that even when we don't understand everything at this moment, we put all of our trust in him.